it really does make a difference. And so I want to thank you guys and Graham and Pap, because I know he's watching, and Lisa, for keeping this going.
First of all, I'd like to thank Sherry for cooking all week. It was a blessing. I don't mind cooking, but I don't mind helping. I love helping. This year's been a really tough year for me, but camp's been a blessing. And Nancy from the kitchen praying for me this week really helped. I don't think I could have made it this week without her doing that. But like I said, it's been a blessing. Camp's been great. Like I said, it was wonderful. And church has been great this week. And I'm glad I could help wherever I was put. Thanks.
Is that it? Anybody else?
When I came to camp, you would lead us up here. You would lead us up here. You would. You would. And now these generations are leading themselves up here. It's amazing. We would sit back and wait, you know, for the altar call. And, you know, you want to go? You ready to go? You know, and we would sit stagnant, and a lot of us to the last night, and then we blew the roof off. But it's interesting seeing, and again, Hannah, it's that rippling effect. You know, because y'all are becoming stronger and stronger, okay? You know, I watch the news, and, you know, you think Satan's becoming stronger and stronger. But when we look at this and watch this rippling effect from when I was a kid here to the first night, and y'all just get up here and do your thing, jump up on stage and do your thing, that's the rippling effect, okay? Y'all are so much stronger, and it's wonderful to see, and I'm so proud of y'all. I love you guys.
Praise the Lord. I wasn't going to say anything until you just said that. The Lord spoke my heart as I was sitting there. He said that he's not concerned. I'm not concerned. Because as we look around, you know, you hear about the world going to hell in a handbasket, and you hear the testimonies of these young people, these young adults, and the world's in good hands. Because this morning in other churches, from all the children that left here and all the young people and young adults that left here, the same type of thing is going on this morning. So I'm not concerned. I'm not concerned because God's big enough. Amen. I was blessed this week. I'm blessed. Yeah. Been blessed.
Yeah.
Every week that we've had this camp, it's always been a blessing for me. This week in particular, I've been asking God for the last 6 months for a get out of the boat moment. And when Nathan Lamp stood here and ministered about Peter getting out of the boat and walking on the water. I had to get out of the boat. Moment. 30 plus years ago, God spoke to me as I was driving up the road. I was in a place in life where I needed an answer. Needed some answers. And God spoke to my heart. He spoke out of Matthew 14. And he said, get out of the boat. And when he told Peter to get out of the boat, Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water. And he walked on the water towards Jesus, let the storms of life sort of drag him down. And he started to sink. But as soon as he called out, Jesus was just a hand's breadth away. And when he called out to Jesus, Jesus reached down and picked him back up. The glorious thing about that is that Jesus rescued him, because we know that Jesus will rescue us. But the glorious part about that for me was is that as he got a hold of Jesus' hand, Jesus didn't pick him up and carry him. He didn't whisk him away. Scripture says they walked back into the boat. So in other words, he was still walking on the water, and the miracle was still taking place. So God is able to pick you up if you feel discouraged, because it happens, right? We're all pumped. It's camp week. We're jacked up. We're excited. We're testifying. The world's on fire. The world's your oyster. For the young people, I'll explain that to you later. But the world's your oyster right now. And sometimes things happen, but be aware and know this for a fact, know this for a surety, that God, if you start to feel yourself sinking, just call out to him, reach up, and he'll pick you up, and you'll be back on that high. You know, that's just part of life. The highs just keep getting higher, okay, and you keep stepping. So I just want to thank everyone, young, old, in between, for their efforts this week. It's been a blessing. It's been a blessing for me. There you go, sis.
I'm not texting up here. I'm taking notes. Anybody else? Do we miss anybody? Faces.
To see how we do things so they can do it at their church.
Yeah.
But I hope they learned from what they saw this week how we can flow together and how people can work together in unity. And that's what God wants. And I was just so proud of our group here. I think God gave us the best people in the whole world, and I just love every one of them, and I just appreciate the hard work.
Amen. Do you have something to say, Blaine? You want the mic?
I was just not going to this year. But I've been sitting here thinking, ever since the Lord spoke to me about Bailey, he spoke to me about Layla, too, said the same thing. And there was a time, you remind me so much of Hannah, there was a time in Hannah's life when the Lord drawed her away and set her apart. And I felt like the Lord was saying that the homeschool, everything that's going on in your life, has not been by chance, but the Lord has set you apart for a time and for a season, and he's got things in store for you. And I don't know what that is. I won't pretend like he tells me everything. But don't think that you were here this week by chance either. It was an appointment of the Lord. And not just to be here, but to be where you were with us. I don't know, maybe you're going to take over my job one day. I need to raise up somebody to do that because I'm getting old. But every year the Lord sends in different people. Like Mom was saying about Blaine and Ember this year. And we had a couple different new ones this year. And I always feel like a responsibility of that, of, Lord, what is it you're wanting to speak, and what is it you're wanting to show? What is it you're wanting me to do and to be? I feel the responsibility of that. And so this year really flowed well, though. I actually didn't stress near like I normally do. I used to stress about whether there's enough of this or enough of that, or whether I've got to the point where if everybody eats, we're good. If they don't all get a hamburger, they have to eat a chicken patty or a sub. They've eat. They didn't go home hungry. But it was nice to see everybody just flow together. I don't do near the work that people think I do. I start things and somebody comes along and says, what can I do? And I give you that. And then I start something else and somebody comes along and takes that job. And so I'm just a facilitator. But my body's not what it used to be anymore. It doesn't hold up like it used to. But so I was very thankful for the help. Thank you. Jack, he that's his passion too, is the kitchen. He's phenomenal in there. And just everybody, Patsy and Joyce and Eileen. And I agree with Blaine. Nobody works harder than Eileen ever anywhere. and yet does it with such joy and such an encouragement to others. And she, her heart overflows with love. And Eileen, I didn't tell you this the other day, but you came to me to pray for me. And right before that, I'd been talking with Brooke. Brooke's brother was in a motorcycle accident this week and was hurt fairly. His legs and stuff were hurt fairly bad, but it wasn't his legs they were concerned about. It was his heart. His heart was beating at about 25 beats a minute, which is way, way too low. And they were going to have to take him into surgery, and they're afraid that his heart might give out. And you came to me, and you prayed for me, and you thought it was about me. But I'd been standing there praying in the Holy Ghost for Cole's heart. And you came and you said, "Sherry, I don't know what it is, but I feel like my heart's about to explode. I have to pray."
Hallelujah.
And you prayed for me. And I said, "Lord, I send that on to Cole. I send the power of the Holy Ghost to him right now." And long story short, Cole's great. He's doing good. He misses his big sister taking care of him, but he's doing good. So, you know, we sometimes think that what we have to say is just, again, we think it's for one person, and sometimes it's for another. We think it's not us, it's just us. Eileen tends to question whether she's really hearing the Lord or not, but she was definitely hearing the voice of the Lord that morning. There was a little boy the other night, Thursday night, was praying for everybody in the church. I don't know if he prayed for you. If you were here, he prayed for you. But he come back, and Dixie and I were just talking about the stresses of life and just we were talking about things, and he came and asked if he could pray for Dixie and I, and he spoke some things when he was praying that was exactly where we're at and who we are. And I looked at Dixie when he walked by, and I said, "He nailed that, didn't he?" And she said, "Yeah." And she started to cry, and I said, "Dixie, never forget that he knows where you're at." You know, his, and it's just in a simple thing, just a little boy that's praying for everybody. So thank you all for being a part of this, for being a part of my life, for allowing me to be a part of your life. I sometimes am a little much, so if I get to be too much, just say, "Back off, Sherry." But I just love. That's all I know how to do, is just love people. So I love you all.
Did I miss anybody? I never get weary of hearing those stories of the power of God to do, because you don't always know what God does while he's here. You see him moving, but you don't always really know what's accomplished and what, you know, what he's doing. And when you get to hear the feedback from it, it's just so powerful. And it just reaffirms to you the calling of God and what he's ordained this house to do. And one of the questions that kids have a lot these days is, how do I hear God speak? Or I don't hear God speak to me. And I think a lot of times as ministers will say, "And I heard the Lord speak." And probably we say that wrong, and maybe it comes across misconstrued, because I don't know that I've really audibly so much heard the Lord speak as I've felt the Lord speak. And I knew that the Lord just dropped something in my spirit. So I just want to reaffirm to you that the Lord is speaking to you also. And it doesn't sound like a booming audible voice. It sounds like that aha moment where you just know, wait a minute, that's a God thought. That's a thought. Lord, just drop that in my heart or drop that in my spirit. And I know that's the voice of God. And I wish I could tell you that I always know the voice of God and I always know it clear and I always know exactly what he's doing, but sometimes I don't either. And so sometimes we just take that step of faith, and in that step of faith, God will make that revelation known. The other question they say a lot is, what has God called me to do? What's my purpose? What's my destiny? Everybody seems to have a calling. What's my calling? And one of the most profound revelations I ever got on that is the need is the call. So don't look at some great big picture and think, you know, I'm trying to get to that destiny. I'm trying to get to that point because that's the one and only calling in my life for God. Because there's many calls, I think, in our life. There's many steps. There's many facets of the journey. So the best thing I can tell you is right now where you are, whatever you see the need, minister to that need, because that's your call for right now. For this time, for this season, the need is the call. So whatever you feel drawn to, whatever the Lord opens your eyes, just know of a surety you're following the calling of God in your life. And so it may not be the great big picture. It might be right where you are right now, but where you are right now may take you to the great big picture. Does that make sense? So just be faithful to let God just speak to you where you are, right here, right now. If you're not always hearing his voice, it's okay, because you'll hear him in the song, you'll hear him in the word, you'll hear him in the voice of somebody else. You might see a sign in Food Lion. Beth posted something yesterday. She saw a sign in Food Lion about adventure, and she said, how cool is that, that we just got finished the adventure of camp? Adventure signs right there at Food Lion. God will speak to you at Food Lion, Walmart, wherever. Amen? All right. Well, let's... Sounds a whole lot like God's voice in your own voice in your head.
Right. So when you're, it's like you said, you feel it, you know it in your heart, but the voice still sounds like yours.
And most of the time that voice won't leave you. You keep getting that little pitter-patter, and that keeps staying on your mind, and you just can't get it out of there, and you think, yeah, that's God. That's God. Let's stand this morning. I just feel before we dismiss... if there's anybody in here who doesn't know Jesus as their personal Savior, has not had that encounter, maybe hasn't had that encounter for a while, or hasn't felt that stirring for a while, that you'd like us to come forward this morning, and you would just like us to pray with you. If you just have felt compelled in your spirit today, or a drawing, or you just, like, I need that, I want that, I'm compelled by that, and come on, baby, can we hold your hand? And you want to come forward for that. Let's just, if Caleb would just pray for a moment on the guitar. And let's just be sensible. Any of our little kids, if you haven't accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, and you want us to pray for you this morning, the altar's open. Jesus loves you. And it's as simple as saying, Lord, come into my heart. Save my soul. And set your course for an adventure. One of the pastors this week gave a demonstration, and he said, if your image of God is not him bowed over, bent over, laughing with you, then maybe you have a wrong concept of God. If your concept of God has been some mean white-haired man over here, you've had a wrong. We have so marred the visage of God. And so when Peter was in the storm and in the boat, he looked down, he said he didn't recognize him, and he was with him every day. He knew his face every day, but he didn't recognize him. And sometimes our vision can be so marred by whether it's storms or circumstances or by what religion has told us that God looks like, so that when he looked at him, he didn't recognize him, he didn't see him. But I want you to know he loves you. He cares about you. You are his son. You are his daughter. He is more devoted to your success than probably you are. He cares about you. And so let's just sing a little something, Caleb. And if you're here this morning, let's just lift our hands for a moment. Let's just thank God for what he's done this week. Go ahead and receive from him what he would want you to receive. And if you want to come to the altar this morning and pray, or you want to receive something, or you'd like us to pray over you today, let's just do that before we go, all right?
Thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard a tender whisper of love in the dead of night. But you tell me that you're pleasing, that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am, good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, to you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am.
Chris, come play with me. Some of you kids, come pray. She needs a healing here this morning. Hallelujah. Camp doesn't end on Friday. It just keeps on going.
And I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide. You know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father.
It's who you are. It's who you are. Who you are,
and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Mama Hyundai, she can tell him. Kuranda Moko, she can tell him. Hyundai. In Jesus' name, the power of the Holy Spirit to rise up in this being, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Healing to manifest in this body in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Manifest yourself, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Connie, go ahead and release the Holy Ghost this morning. Go ahead and just speak it out. Just release the Holy Ghost. It's all over you, baby. There you go. There you go. Speak it out. There you go. There you go. Release it. You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it. Just praise him in tongues. Just start praising him in tongues. Rima mama hundai, she can tell him oh hundai. Kuranda moko, she can tell him oh hundai. Rima mama hundai, she can tell him oh hundai. Kuranda moko, she can tell him oh hundai. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We release the Holy Ghost. We release the Holy Ghost. Kuranda moko, she can tell him oh hundai. Rima mama hundai, she can tell him oh hundai. Just speak it out. Just praise him in tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rima mama Hyundai. She cat. It, girl. It's it, girl. That's it, girl. It's all over you. It's all over you. It's in you. Kuranda moko. She cat. Talalamo Hyundai. Rima mama Hyundai. She cat. Talalamo Hyundai. There you go. There you go. Kuranda moko. She cat. Talalamo Hyundai. Rima mama Hyundai. She cat. Talalamo Hyundai. Kuranda moko. She cat. Talalamo Hyundai. Rima mama Hyundai, she can tell it about Hyundai. Kuranda moko, she can tell it about Hyundai. There you go, that's it, that's it. Kuranda moko, she can tell it about Hyundai. Rima mama Hyundai, she can tell it about Hyundai. Hallelujah. Rima mama Hyundai, she can tell it about Hyundai. Kuranda moko, she can tell it about Hyundai. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just manifest it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Anybody else? Well, salvation or want a refreshing or stirring of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Connie, I hear the Lord speak in generational anointing. Generational anointing. That same generational anointing that's in this house is in your house. And these girls and you, you're going to touch people. You just need to start releasing the Holy Ghost more to the people around you. You've done it before in your facility. You've called me and said, Sherry, I just had to pray. I just had to take the anointing. But that anointing is strong. And that didn't go away when Mama and Papa passed away. But your house is going to continue it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we empower this family. God, we empower this family to change Louisiana, God. Lord, to change friendships, to change households, God. Lord, people that come into her facility, Lord. People that come into contact with these girls, Lord. Everybody that they touch, Lord. We just cause that generational anointing to flow, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. She and the Lalabo Sikandala Lobo Shantai.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For yea, I would say unto thee, my people, that yea, even as thou hast stepped out, even in this week and in this day and in this season, as you've been faithful to take one step, I will take the next. And I will not leave you comfortless, but I will stand with you. And know even that I have seen your sacrifice, I have seen the desire of your heart. I have seen your tears, and yet even this day forward, I just declare and proclaim victory over this house, over every vessel, over every situation, and yea, even as I will begin to propel you, yea, even listen for my voice, because you're going to be able to be even to sense an even greaterness of my presence, even as thou would make yourself available to me, yea, I will begin to pour out, and to pour out, and to pour out, and yea, even you'll stand and mark this day as a memorial to say, God shifted something in my life, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Koranda moko sika telala mohandai. Rima mama handai shika telala mohandai. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every heart clear this morning. Do we miss anybody? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I just want to leave a benediction. I feel like the Lord just wants to leave a benediction of peace and courage to all of you that were at camp this week, all the workers, all the kids, everybody, that he's just proud of you. Wow. Yeah. And he's going to fill you with courage, and you're going to go out and do just incredible things because you'll be there. You'll be brave. You'll be present. And you'll speak the hard thing, the scary thing that needs to be spoken, that you will do that because you're God's kids, and he's so proud of you. So peace be with you.
Amen. Receive that this morning. Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Amen. We good? Amen. Amen. It's been good. Amen. Hallelujah. You're welcome to stay and play and sing, pray as long as you want to. We'll just leave it at that, all right? We won't dismiss. We'll just say God bless. Amen. Amen.